Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Sarajevo Film Festival, and we are specifically talking about Talent Sarajevo, one of the activities that is happening here in Talent Sarajevo, because I'm joined now by Gyula Gozdog, who is one of the mentors of this year's edition of Talent Sarajevo. Thank you very much for joining us.
Sure, thank you for having me.
Would you like to tell us what you're kind of doing this year here at the Talent Sarajevo?
The principle is the same. We work with three scenes that we asked the applicants to submit months ago, so along with their applications to Film Stage Studio and to Talent Sarajevo. And the three scenes are going to be worked on differently than last year. We made some changes just based on the experience that we had and that we hopefully learned from. So hopefully this year's edition is going to be better than last year's, and next year's edition is going to be better than this year's.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. And what is the objective of this, of Film Stage Studio?
The Film Stage Studio has several objectives. One and the main objective is to provide each participant, actors, directors, writers, and directors of photography, to get experience that helps them to grow in their mastery of the craft. It is a workshop, therefore it has a chance to challenge them to things that would be maybe difficult to try on a real set without any experience. But here there is no risk that they are going to destroy something that shouldn't be destroyed, but actually they can fail without having any consequences of the failure, but only learning from the experience. And we try to make it in a way mirroring the pre-production and production process of a film. Therefore, we have casting sessions, we have rehearsals, and we have a presentation. We don't want to shoot the scene so that, you know, there is no burden of leaving any trace of what happened. What happens is like in theater, you know, it happens on that one occasion, and when that is gone, the remnants of it is only what the people learn, nothing else.
I see, yeah. It's an intensive sort of the whole process, basically.
Yeah, it's an intensive few days where also the scenes get reworked, and you know, an other advantage of the whole process is that that going through all these different stages and doing the work with the scenes provides the writers with the great benefit of seeing different possibilities that open up during the process for the rewrite of the script, or even for dealing with other aspects of certain characters. Mm-hmm. For instance, yesterday we had a casting session, and all 16 actors were auditioning, adding a lot of improvisations to the scenes, and we have seen all the different characters that are in the three different scenes approached in many different ways. I mean, it was so much fun to see how different the interpretation of the characters were by the actors, and what they brought to this process, how inspiring and how invigorating it is for the writers of the scenes to rethink the scenes. Sometimes even the gender of a character will change as a result of that. And actually, we are going to do that in the scene. So scenes that were written for two male characters will be played by two female actors, or one male and one female. And it's all open for that. And I find it really exciting, and I hope that all the participants do as well.
That's fantastic, because I think that, like, from you saying these things, it also encourages people to keep an open-minded approach to the filmmaking process.
That's very much what I want them to have all the way through the process. Yes, keep an open mind and be ready to change anything at any moment and at any stage of the process. Yeah, sure.
Let's talk about the actual initial idea. Would you be able to tell me kind of what the ideas that were brought up were like, maybe where there's some prevailing themes that you noticed were kind of getting more attention than others? Or?
Well, I think that the most important themes and the most important ideas were about getting real material from the applicants who apply to talents, explore character, explore conflict, explore collisions within scenes, explore basically how to direct drama. The main focus is on the director-actor relationship. Obviously, because of the circumstances dealing with the cinematography and the visual aspect cannot be in the focus because we don't have the means to build real sets or shoot the scenes. But focusing on the relationship between the actors and directors, almost in a theatrical setup where the sets are marked and it's basically the space that we work with and we have to imagine and the audience has to imagine what the real space would look like. So, for instance, we are going to shoot... We are going to work with scenes that take place in exteriors, but we are going to work on them in this room where we are right now, or in another room. And the reason for that is that we focus on how the director has a chance through the communication with the actor to enhance the performances and shape the scene, so that it gets into that kind of dramatic shape that actually, hopefully, will work on the screen.
Yeah. We mentioned that this year's edition is quite different from the first edition, which was last year's edition. But still, I'm sure that some things in the concept are quite similar. What I'm kind of want to ask you is, what observations were you able to make from last year's edition that inspired you to like carry on with Film Stage Studio this year? Is there anything in particular?
Well, the main thing was that the basic idea and the whole concept for this kind of workshop situation is really beneficial for all the participants. So our goal was to create the possibility for more people to be involved so that we can open it up a little bit to other participants as well. So this year we are going to work with more actors, and we are already working with more directors. Not only the writers of the scenes are directing their own scene, but actually we signed the same scenes to other directors, and this way we will have different interpretations of the same material with different actors, with a different setup. Sometimes the new director even changes the location for the scene, so it will help everybody to figure out what is the core of the scene and what is that you need to focus on when working with a scene. Also, another element of the workshop worked last year really well, and we want to stick to it, which is that every single stage of the experience, the specific experience of the work, needs to be discussed so that actually it doesn't only work in the context of that piece that we are dealing with, but all the participants can take it back as a new tool in general, so that they can apply what they learn here for their own work when they go back home.
Is this an idea that is kind of new and exclusive almost to Sarajevo at the moment?
Well, I think I don't know exactly how it started because I wasn't involved in that, and I was approached by Asia, who told me that they were doing this, and she asked me if I wanted to be involved, and I got excited about it immediately. And I think that in this form, in this short workshop form, which is 5 days. And of course, you know, we have to adjust to the overall schedule of talents. But in this shape and form, I think it may be unique. I don't know exactly. But on the other hand, it comes back to a lot of things that I feel are really important in the education about filmmaking. You know, how it relates to storytelling in general, what are the principles that you want to keep in mind when approaching a piece and preparing to direct it, or when you are an actor and you prepare to play a part. You know, how do you prepare for that, and what is your approach to the character? What is the core of the work that you are doing as a writer or as a director or as an actor, and how you can learn to apply those principles in your practical work on an everyday basis. Mm. I mean, these are the really important issues for me, and obviously it doesn't matter how short the time is. I would like to squeeze in as much information as possible, yeah, so that they take home a lot, and that, you know, hopefully their life changes and they become better at what they want to do.
That's really exciting. And I would like to also add that the critics of Talent Sarajevo will be covering the event, because it's ongoing. We're actually in the middle of the film stage studio, kind of almost at the middle of it's the process. So look out for that content. But in the meantime, I thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.